There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's on Fraser Coast.
And welcome to another What's on Fraser Coast podcast with this lady, Kim Parnell. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you well?
I am, thank you.
Enjoying the cooler weather?
I am not.
And not, okay. Isn't it funny? You know, we do get a bit soft, don't we? And everyone's complaining about the weather. We've got the most glorious days. It is a bit cool at night, admittedly. Our houses probably aren't built for the cooler conditions, are they?
No, they're not.
No. All right. Anyway, enough of the weather. Let's move on with what's happening across the region this weekend. Now, we'll kick it off on Friday. It's Take Me to Paris, Brolga Theatre and Convention Centre. Tell us more about this.
French-born award-winning singer Pauline Mordi presents a personal show about growing up in two places. She is joined on stage by standout European and Australian musicians, Mircea Mangiacotti on the guitar, Peter Wilson on the keys, and Emma Hales, cello and double bass. Pauline effortlessly channels the greats in French and English, transporting audiences from Parisian alleyways to New York jazz bars in a heartbeat. This entertaining, funny and moving show skillfully weaves compelling storytelling, breathtaking music and a thought-provoking and humorous exploration of whether the grass really is greener on the other side. To purchase tickets, head to allthews.brolgatheatre.org.
We're getting some great shows through, aren't we? Not only the tribute bands, but shows like this that are just a little different. They really are, I won't say arty, but they're for the person who likes to go out and enjoy a bit of true musical theatre.
It's absolutely fantastic. I would like to get along and see this, but whether I get a chance to, I don't know.
You been to Paris?
No.
No. Oh, well, no. I thought growing up in England, you might have, like, popped over for an afternoon or something.
I only lived there till I was 10, so no.
Oh, fair enough.
Yes, if I was an adult, maybe I would have, but yes.
Okay. We'll move on. Mace Superhero Family Fun Day is happening at the Seafront Oval in Pyalba, which leads us to our special guest, Kim. It's John Mundy, or Barramundi, as he is better known, from Mace SMC Wide Bay Chapter, to tell us all about what's happening at the Seafront Oval this Saturday. John, or Barra, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. This week we've got our second Superheroes Family Fun Day. It's just a fun day for the kids. We've got live music, cool country putting on the music for us, and a special guest appearance by John Vevey and his band. Things happening everywhere there on this weekend, and we're trying to keep it so it's family-friendly. Everything's as cheap as we can possibly make it.
Okay, well, it sounds good, mate. Tell us about Mace itself. What's it all about, and how did you get involved?
Okay, Mace is Motorcyclists Advocating Child Empowerment. I've been involved now coming up nearly 10 years, and we started here in the Bay. There's chapters all over Australia, and we all work with kids that have been through trauma, domestic violence, just the bad things in life. And we're trying to make their lives better. So it's all a voluntary group. We're all blue card holders, and we work with schools, police, community groups, or just people with, you know, we've got a special number, 24-hour man number, that if families just need help, you know, to make the children better, you know, we're there to help.
Okay, how did you become involved in all of this, John?
All my life I've sort of been involved in motorbikes and community groups, and this, I was put onto this by one of my close friends. They saw it on a web sort of program, and you know, it was something that was needed in the Bay. So we got together, and myself and four other people started it here, like I said, just short of 10 years ago. And it's just something that I think is always needed. I've worked in child safety and things like that as well. So you see where it's just needed in the community. Somewhere where we're not suit and tie type people. We ride motorbikes. Kids always react well to it. And the kids seem to thrive when they see us around. You know, we've been to court for kids and just helped them through that tough time, letting them know there's someone there on their side.
Well, you guys do a great job. So back to the event. Thank you. Everyone loves a good show and shine. Tell us about this one. Is there an entry fee for the show and shine?
Yes, the show and sign is $10 per vehicle, and that's how we raise the money so we can support the kids. But for the families, it's just gold coin donation, whatever they can afford. You know, if they haven't got the money, that's fine. You know, we're just there to make a great day for them. We've, you know, there's face painting and there's a lot of free events there as well. Food and drinks. There's all sorts of things happening on the day.
How many people are in the chapter, John?
We've just short of 20 members at the moment.
Okay.
And that's full members, associate members and supporters. They're active to do what we need to do. Yeah.
And are you always looking for other people to join? Is it the more the merrier, or is there a limit on how many you can have?
No, there's no limit on how many we can have. Mm. There is that every member has to go through a police check and get a blue card.
Yep.
And that's just for the protection of the children we work with.
And this is a nationwide thing, isn't it? It's not just here in the region.
No, there's two chapters here in Queensland, one here and one in Gladstone. There's New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, South Australia and Western Australia. We're still working on the Northern Territory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all over this. You know, we try and work in regions. Our aim is to be within sort of 2 hours of a child. So it's no good us, you know, working with kids that are in Toowoomba. The time we got there, if they were in need and we had to take them, we're still 4 or 5 hours away, and it can be too late. So we work regionally. Every chapter, the money they raise stays in their area, so that every cent we raise stays here locally. Our last one we did of these superhero days, we did it for the hospital here. We had bought a defib machine for the children's ward and Humira cribs. So
wonderful, just wonderful.
Whatever's needed, that's what we try and do. Yeah, we've helped families with fixing their car so they can get the kids to school or down to a broken washing machine. You know, it's just to make the child's life more empowered.
So on the event day, you're hoping that people will turn up, or you're encouraging people to come in their favourite superhero costume. Is that correct?
That's for sure. It's not compulsory, but there is a prize for the best looking, you have the best costume for child, both male and female. And it just enhances the day and makes it better for the kids. They just, I don't know. Superheroes. Who wouldn't love superheroes?
Oh, absolutely. And you can become somebody else and have a bit of fun and just escape for a little bit. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. this coming Saturday. It's the May Superhero Family Fun Day at the Seafront Oval. John, it's been a pleasure to chat with you, mate, and a bit of an eye opener too as to the wonderful work that you guys do within the community. And perhaps, you know, there should be more accolades coming your way, and should be more awareness of what you do.
We're happy just to do it.
It is
good to know. It's amazing how many people see us at awareness days. We didn't know you were there. And like I said, we've been here nearly 10 years.
Amazing. John, an absolute pleasure to chat, mate. Let's make sure it's not the last time. And all the best for this weekend.
And I thank you very much for the interest and putting us up. It really is. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, well, that was a bit of an eye-opener, Kim, wasn't it, really? What a wonderful job these guys and girls do.
They do an absolutely fantastic job with our kids and get those kids in need. So
help dealing with bullying, mentoring, dealing with loss, with homework, fundraising, school clubs, sports teams, support with court and legal matters, be a role model for young people. They're a godsend, really, aren't they? So jump on to MACE, Protecting Children, and I guess all the contact details will be there for you. But that was a real eye-opener this morning. I'm glad we had a chat with John there. Now we'll move on to Saturday, Fraser Coast Hospice Gala Ball at the Harvey Bay Boat Club. This ticketed event begins at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Experience an unforgettable evening of culinary delights. That's a hard word to say at this time of the morning. Dynamic music and unwavering support for a noble cause at the Fraser Coast Hospice Gala Dinner. Start the evening with a delightful welcome drink, followed by a delicious three-course dinner that will tantalise your taste buds. Is it lunchtime yet? Engage in the excitement of raffles and live auctions, knowing that every contribution goes towards the invaluable services of the Fraser Coast Hospice. Dance the night away to the irresistible tunes of Red Betty, everybody's favourite band. To book a spot, go to all the W's, boatclub.com.au.
Yeah, and they do a wonderful job too. There, I've been there. We had an outside broadcast there some time ago at the Fraser Coast Hospice. I think they had a ball not long after that one too. So this is another a big night for them, another great fundraiser as well. If you can, mm-hmm. get along and support it, I'm sure it'll be appreciated.
And what people don't realise is that the hospice, to actually stay in the hospice, is free for everybody, you know. It just is an eye-opener. And if you ever want to, you can just go along there, make an appointment, and just go and have a tour and have a look.
Mm.
It's really well worth seeing, because they'd love to get some more beds in there. So
Okay. All right, then. Saturday, too, the Beach Boys Experience, Brolga Theatre and Convention Centre. If you're a fan of the Beach Boys, 7:30 to 9:40, 5 p.m. Go on. Hit us with it. Go on.
Who isn't a fan of the Beach Boys?
Mm.
Pick up some good vibrations at this unforgettable celebration dedicated to the music of the Beach Boys. For nearly 60 years, the Beach Boys have embodied summertime, sun, surfing, the beach and bikinis.
And they didn't surf.
No. Favourites like Surf and Safari, Surf in USA, Surfer Girl, Barbara Ann and California Girls turned the warm weather months into a blissful utopia where perpetual happiness, young love and endless freedom reigned.
Gee, that spiel just came off your lips.
Hey? I know.
I
know. I'm just so well read, aren't I?
Really are, yes.
I'm sure one of them must have surfed.
I don't think they did.
Didn't they?
I don't believe so.
Now, the Beach Boys experience bring to the stage a mesmerising vocal wall of harmonies to capture the iconic sounds of one of the most critically acclaimed bands of all time. You'll want to get tickets for that one at thebrolgatheatre.org.
Dennis was the only one who surfed there, Kim. Yeah.
Gee, you're so full of knowledge.
Well, I've got it in front of me. I don't claim to be some Funkin Wagnall of musical history, but I just did a quick research there. Now, also Saturday, Piggy Derby Charity Fundraiser, Maribor Sports Club. Oh, we're doing this again, are we?
Yes.
I've been out there to the big races.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Maribor Sports Club.
Yes, I haven't been. So, this sounds like so much fun. Mm. And again, it's a fundraiser for the Dunga Derby. So get ready for the wildest snout-stomping spectacle in town between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Picture a vibrant field filled with cheering spectators dressed the nines in their best fashions. The Fashions on the Field competition promises to be a runway of whimsical and stylish pig enthusiasts, from piggy hats to snout-inspired accessories. Who will win the Miss Piggy and Boss Hog Award?
Mm.
The stars of the show are the racing pigs, of course, but it's not all about fun and games. It's about making a difference in the community. Every trot, dash and victory lap contribute to raising funds the Rally for a Cause, and you can find the event at dungaderby.com.au.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun there. It was a few years ago now I went out there, but it's a fun afternoon, and strangely enough, plenty of bacon sandwiches that night. I don't know what that's all about. Saturday, just joking. Murder Mystery Mayhem Champagne Murder, Criterion Hotel, Maribor. Now, this goes 6 till 9. If you've ever wanted to do a murder mystery party, but it was too much of an effort. Well, let somebody else do the work. That's what they've done here.
Yeah, 8 guests are chosen randomly from those who wish to participate as characters in the murder mystery party.
And props and costumes?
They are all provided.
Are they? Okay.
So you can slip into character. Travel through the venue and follow the story with spy woman Autumn West and Inspector Gordon. A 3-course meal is included with drinks available for purchase at the bar. Can you guess who did it? Tickets are through Eventbrite. Have you ever been to a murder mystery?
I have been to a murder mystery, yes. Yeah, good fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even know that you're the murderer, which is interesting too. I don't remember killing somebody. Saturday also, it's a busy day. Sprint Car Queensland title, Maribor Speedway. Get your tickets now for a great night of racing. You can catch the pro sprint cars vying for the Queensland title.
Also on the track, ready to race, will be the Wingless Sprints and the SNR JNR F500.
What does that all mean? Junior and senior.
Senior and junior. Yeah. I actually didn't do my research for that bit, but I would say it was, yeah.
Senior and junior.
So I'm the one who looks stupid. There you go. Spectator entries from 1 p.m. Action from 3. To book your tickets, race side, find the event on Facebook.
Okay, we'll wrap it up with Sunday. The city markets are on the corner of Old Maribor Road and Main Street in High Albert. It's all there. Produce stalls, fresh local fruit and veg, salamis, cheeses, olives, cabanas. Beer sticks.
A wide range of sauces, from the hottest chili to the kid-friendly sauce, fashion, jewellery, arts and crafts stalls and so much more. So head to City Park from 6 a.m. to 11.
And that just about wraps it up. Hopefully with all that going on, there is something for you to do across the beautiful Fraser Coast this weekend. Kim, you've got the magazine out.
I have, and I have been so busy. In the next edition, we've got Kate Sobrano. Ooh. And then for the August edition, I've just interviewed Ella Hooper from Killing Heidi. So, yes, just a conversation with her. So, some really interesting reading coming up over the next few months.
Wonderful. And if you do have an event, grab the magazine. It's a lot of work goes into it. It looks great, smells great, and it's all there for you on paper. Or is it, what sort of paper is it? Glossy. It's glossy.
Yeah, so
isn't
you're
it?
Going to ask me for the exact number.
No, I'm not going to worry about
yes,
that.
Yes, it's glossy. Glossy. Paper.
Glossy
yes.
is the word I was looking for. Now, if you have something coming up you think we might need to know about, you can go onto whatsonfrasercoast.com.au and let us know about it. We can put it across there. Kim, thanks again.
It's a pleasure.
I'm going to leave you in the hands of Tam for the next couple of weeks and I'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.